What does this manifesto say?
Well, Poppy, it says what you would expect from someone who did what authorities say he did. And again, I want to clarify, the author of this manifesto, we have not been able to authenticate that, in fact, it was Dylann Roof. But the website has been registered to Dylann Roof. So at this point, authorities are still trying to figure out if, in fact, Dylann Roof is the author of the manifesto. But if he is, what was said in this manifesto is incredibly hateful. There are statements that were made, disturbing statements, inflammatory statements against blacks and other minorities. And it's a very long manifesto, and I want to go to the end of it because the author talks about the reason for choosing Charleston. This is what it says. I have no choice. I am not in the position to alone go into the ghetto and fight. I chose Charleston because it is most historic city in my state and at one time had the highest ratio of blacks to whites in the country. We have no skinheads, no real KKK, no one doing anything but talking on the internet. Well, someone has to have the bravery to take it to the real world, and I guess that has to be me. Chilling words, Poppy. If in fact it comes out that Dylann Roof was the author of this manifesto.